Good morning. My guest this morning is Shekinah Black from the Peace and Justice Center. Good morning, Shekinah.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, thanks for coming back. So, a benefit for the Peace and Justice Center, but what it looks like is a really fun party.
Absolutely. A great New Year's Eve concert at Redwood Cafe. And I just want to mention that Michael McCullough, one of the owners of Redwood Cafe, is on the advisory board of the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County. And he said, we have to do something to raise some money for Peace and Justice Center. So it's a great way for people to come out and have a great time and to support Peace and Justice Center while they're at it.
So this is on New Year's Eve. Who is going to be playing?
We have a fabulous band everybody loves, the Pulsators. And then they've invited some special guests, which is Sarah Baker, longtime musician, wonderful person.
Sarah Baker's the greatest.
Yes, she is. And then Andre Deschamps, who people will know from The Thugs and also on another radio station. He's one of the hosts. And then Danny Sorrentino from The Sorrentinos. So it's going to just be such a great night. A lot of dancing. People should wear dancing shoes.
All right. I'll tell people right now, and then we'll tell them at the end of this interview, that this is at the Redwood Cafe in Katahdin.
That's right? Correct.
That's 8240 Old Redwood Highway in Katahdin. But another event a couple of days before that.
Oh, well, we have Soul Fuse, which is another great local band, on December 29th. And so they are always really fun, mostly originals, but some cover tunes. But that's another one of those shows where people get out and dance all night long.
So is this also a benefit?
That one is not a benefit. So Redwood Cafe has lots and lots of shows, usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and get people out, mostly dancing, some seated shows. But people can check it out online at redwoodcafe.com for the whole lineup.
Why don't you explain a little bit what the Peace and Justice Center does?
Mm-hmm. So the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County is a nonprofit that has been active for 35 years. And we really, then what we do is in our name. So we focus on peace and social justice issues. Right now we're dealing with a lot of homeless advocacy, immigration rights advocacy, and different events. Also, we fiscally sponsor a lot of groups who maybe they're not a nonprofit, but then we can help under our nonprofit umbrella get things going. And so, for example, the Women's March that's happening in Santa Rosa at Courthouse Square on January 19th, we are fiscally sponsoring that event. So really encourage people to check us out online at pjcsoco.org. So
okay.
Just look up Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County and you'll find us.
How many years?
35 years.
35
right?
Years.
And the issues have changed over the years. The original people were there really around nuclear disarmament and awareness. And then, you know, as the different issues become to the foreground, that is what we take on that charge.
I've seen that. I've seen all 35 years of it, really.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happens is that the organization moves with the tide.
Exactly right, yes.
And anything I've ever been involved in at the Peace and Justice Center, I've always been happy every second I was there.
Nice, thank you for that.
So this is a good opportunity for people in the community to get to know about the Peace and Justice Center, to experience the Peace and Justice Center in a venue that isn't the center itself.
Right, exactly.
But is scaled to give them pleasure and to, it's a good way to meet people. It's a good way to for the Peace and Justice Center to meet its patrons and vice versa.
Exactly right. And to reach the whole community because it is Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, not just Santa Rosa where the building's located. That's really important. We're a community resource.
Would it be appropriate to get more information at pjcsoco.org?
Yes, absolutely. Please,
okay.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. How are you enjoying your stay at the center?
I love it. I've been there a little over 3 years. I'm the center coordinator at the Peace and Justice Center, and I report to a wonderful board of directors. And if people are interested in becoming board members or just general members, they could contact me at the Peace and Justice Center and get more information.
Great. Shekinah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Roland. Happy holidays.
To you, too.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.